Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
One example was he said that immigration, illegal immigration, had been increasing under the Trump administration. He made some contradictory statements saying that he has to send people back. But then he said, no, we've got to keep people here. We're going to keep the kids here. It was somewhat confusing. There were a number of issues that I think were very questionable and, of course, very political that someone had written into speech into his notes, because he actually did not speak very often off the cuff, or at least more than 50% was from talking points.
Do you think there was a teleprompter involved?
No, there was no teleprompter. He had a list of notes.
So
let me give you the format of how it went. It was in the White House. It wasn't in the typical press room. It was actually in the main conference area.
Okay.
There were very few reporters in the room. They were spread out, social distance out by 6 feet, even though CDC says 3 feet's fine these days. He had a list of reporters to call on, and he went through his list very slowly. He talked to, I believe, 10 reporters in an hour and 2 minutes.
Wow.
The first two reporters he talked to were the AP reporter and then the NPR reporter, both of which were very, I'll just say, sycophants. You know, they were unbelievably there was no question in my mind that they were selected because they would actually spin the questions in a positive way towards the administration. And I think they expected that from all of the reporters, because they did not call in any conservative. They didn't call in a Fox. Peter Ducey's the Fox reporter. I mean, that is the largest cable news network. And I was actually quite surprised at how controlling it was. They did not allow reporters to ask continuous questions. They had a staffer from the White House communications office actually holding the microphone and pulling it away from the reporters when they had had enough, if there was any questions. So overall, incredibly orchestrated, very convoluted answers on occasion from the Biden. And some, again, as you point out, some high ideals, but very little substance.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting. Either this particular executive branch is very, very tightly controlled by the party, or they're incredibly lucky. I would have to say that it's probably a combination of the two. How about you? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. Yeah, I think they're pretty lucky that they've got the control of the media and the press. I will point out that there was one semi-contentious question from the ABC News reporter, a series of questions that actually put pressure on the administration for the young people held in the facilities right now.
Right, at 50, right.
You know, with that are like 1,500% over. And of course, there was a deflection in the answer. And of course, there was another question: are you going to be able to, or will you allow reporters in? Well, when my plan, the president responded, or this, you know, the guy that's up there responded, well, when I get my plan in order, I'll let reporters in. And then they said, well, the reporter responded back, is this, will you allow transparency? Well, at some point I will. So it was, that's paraphrased, but that's basically the answer. And he was unable to answer those questions. But more interestingly than anything else, on every foreign policy issue, on China, on North Korea, on trade, he went to talking points, to notes. He had no off-the-cuff answers, with the exception of going to a long diatribe about his personal relationship and meeting with Xi back in his days as vice president and how important that was. It was not confidence building in any way related to foreign policy issues.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. When you say it wasn't confidence building in relationship to foreign policy, I wonder how Democrats feel about that, if they would agree with you. Probably not.
You know, that's a good question, but I will say that even Democrats are probably scratching their head, and even some of the reporters at the time were scratching their head. You know, Chris Wallace has been no fan of President Trump, who's a Fox analyst, but appears to be more on the left. He was actually scratching his head as an analyst afterwards on some of these responses. And I do think that people do want to hear, many people, if they cared at all, they like those high profile ideological views.
Right.
But this was not, you know, when President Trump stood before the media, and he did it all the time, he'd just take questions from the people that hated him, the people that liked him. And it was, you know, it was an interesting event. It was sometimes not in his best interest, but it was always transparent. And you knew very clearly where he stood. On occasion, you know, those missteps offended people. But at the same time, you got a sense of, hey, he's really being pressured by the press. There was no possibility in the way this was orchestrated to have that type of pressure,
right,
or those types of questions come forward. So if you're a thinking person, if I don't care left or right, if you're actually someone that looks at foreign policy issues, that actually is concerned about, you know, the expansion of China in Asia and the, you know, control of trade routes, potential problems with North Korea, then you would have wanted to see substantive answers here right, with the direction of foreign policy. We've heard nothing from this administration at all on their long-term direction for those types of questions. So I think even the left has to ask what's going on.
I mean, the question is, will they? My guess is probably not. Let me get your opinion on one more thing, Jim. We've only got about 2 minutes left here at the most, and that is, what do you feel about the putting Kamala Harris very obviously totally in control of the border situation?
I think that their problems and their policies are so difficult to manage at this point because they, you know, basically undermined all the Trump policies. I think that's going to be a hard thing to come back to. I think if they want to get control of the border, they want to get this crisis tamped down very rapidly, she's going to have to go back to many of the Trump policies of, you know, returning people back to the countries, not allowing asylum seekers in, disincentivizing families moving up from or sending their children up alone. And I think that, you know, she's going to be forced to make big decisions. If not, she's going to actually really undermine this. And I think the latter may be the potential.
You know, it's interesting. I had a Bible study this morning, and everybody in the Bible study is involved one way or another with either Homeland Security or the one fellow who's a retired Navy SEAL instructor or what have you. They're all very politically astute. And one of the things that one of the guys at the study brought up, a guy who's still employed by the Border Patrol, he said they are about half the personnel at the Border Patrol office here in Blaine, Washington, are being sent down to the southern border. And he said the real problem with that is, and this is his comment, not mine, the real problem is, he said, at least 50% of the people on the southern border are they test positive for COVID. And, you know, he has no reason to falsify that fact. I find that to be very interesting. And he said that's causing a lot of problems. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, so I think that they have, they're attempting to paint this as a problem from the past, but the reality is 70% of Americans wanted the wall. 70% of the Americans want to stop illegal immigration. They can't hide this, and they're attempting to hide it through media issues. And as you get more COVID cases, as you're forcing the Border Patrol, CPB, and Homeland Security to actually massively engage, they can't hide this problem. And it's a problem that was created specifically because of their policies. And I will give the ABC reporter credit. She did specifically call out and said, I talked to I believe it was a 9-year-old or possibly an 11-year-old, and said this child's mother sent them to America because they believe Joe Biden would not send them back. And that's something they've got to change the dialogue or we're going to destroy. They're going to destroy any credibility. They're going to have to, you know, and any control of the border. Although some people think, and there may be some justification to it, that this is a planned effort and a planned event by some Democrats and some party leaders in order to get more immigrants here in order to increase the vote. And that's always something to consider.
It's very definitely something to consider. Irish Tony, I want to say one thing, and that is the comment that you made yesterday, which I have not had time to address, retirement of the, I guess I should say, the walking away of the English police officer. Jimmy is going to talk about that at length on the weekend radio show. You guys, today's a really tough day for me. Jim will address comments here, and I will address comments on this particular issue, the issue of the press conference. I'll spend time tomorrow doing that. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Always.